Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Well, all good things come to an end. Fortunately, all bad things come to an end as well, and the crew of HMS Troutbridge are about to go on leave. In his cabin, Lieutenant Murray is busy signing the leave passes and railway warrants.
Railway warrant for leading seaman Goldstein, sir.
To crew.
Crew? What's happened to Clambog Getley and his Aunt Morpeth?
He's not going home this time, sir. I gather he's been in the British Navy so long, there's no longer a welcome for him in the hillsides.
Oh, dear. Guess who this is?
Pertwee, with his usual request for a warrant to the Bahamas. Failing that, Tahiti.
Exactly. Come in.
Good morning, Lieutenant Murray, sir. And good morning, Mr. Phillips, sir. A lovely day, sir. One of the best, sir. The sun's in the sky and all is jovial jollity, sir. Makes one glad to be alive when one feels so completely AWOL. Doesn't one agree with one?
Fascinating how lyrical one gets when one is going on leave, isn't it?
Yes, it is, number one.
What do you want, Chief?
Well, I've just brought my application for a railway warrant, sir.
Where is it this time, Chief? Monte Carlo, Italy? Or a spot of surfing on Bondi Beach?
Well, not exactly, sir, no. It's to Croydon.
I beg your pardon? Where?
Croydon, sir.
He's ill.
No, I got it. No, there must be another Croydon in the Mediterranean. Pronounced Croydon. I never heard of it myself, but he must have looked up a map and found one.
Nothing of the sort, sir. It's South London.
You want to spend your leave in South London?
Yes, sir.
You're right, he is ill.
Well, of course he is. I mean, I stayed in Croydon last year when I was visiting Heather's parents.
Fill his mind!
That's where he's going. Steady, Mr. Phillips. Steady.
Steady? Why should I be steady? He's snatched my snog from under my snitch.
Now he's going to get his great flat feet under her mum's table.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean, sir.
Honestly, all the low, underhanded tricks. Knocking off the ship's doors is one thing, but swiping a chap's snog is another. Look at him, grinning all over his battered mush. And if you want my opinion, these features haven't been finely chiseled. They've been hacked to bits.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm right. You ask him for yourself. He's going on leave with Heather. Deny it if you can, Pertwee.
No comment.
There you are. You see, that proves it. He's an under-snitch snog-smasher.
Application refused. Next, please.
Now, wait for it. If the chief wishes to spend his leave in Croydon, he's perfectly entitled to, Mr. Phillips. Even if he is all set for under-snitch snog-snatching.
If you just initial my application, sir, and sign my railway warrant, sir.
Yeah, very well, Chief.
Thank you. Very much obliged.
There you are.
Much obliged, I'm sure, sir. And if that's all, sir, I'll be on my way. I don't want to keep ahead of... the train leaves at 20 past the hour, sir.
Very well, Chief. I don't think there's anything else. Enjoy your...
number one. I was afraid I might have missed you all.
Your leave has been postponed. Indefinitely.
My deepest apologies.
Of course. That's what I like about you, sir. You're so sincere.
Yes, well, I won't interrupt the proceeding at Liddings any longer, sir. I'm much obliged all round, I'm assured.
Just a minute, Chief. You appear to have inadvertently picked up your railway warrant and leave pass.
Huh? Ha! Well, so I have, sir. Now, I wonder whatever I was thinking of.
You were thinking of belting out of here and catching the next train, I imagine. Hand them over, Chief.
2 minutes. That's all I needed. 2 minutes, and Bert, we would have been on that puff-puff and away.
Precisely. It must be my lucky day, mustn't it?
A compassionate leave, sir. Look, I wasn't going to bother you, sir. It's me own private grief, sir. I've just heard that my dear old white-haired mother has been struck down with a... twinging screws and the rumbling unfortunates. He was having to totter down the garden in the middle of the night to the little art that we call Shangri-La that did a no good at all.
No, Chief.
No, but you don't understand. Look, Captain Povey, sir, you don't understand, sir. She needs me, sir. She's still in the garden now, sir. She's stuck halfway between the Shangri and the La.
I'm very sorry, Chief. And apart from the fact that I don't believe a word of it, you're staying aboard Catbridge. And those are the Admiral's orders.
The Admiral's orders, sir? Who woke him up, sir?
What?
Well, I mean, how nice of the Admiral to think of us, sir.
Oh, he's thought of you, all right. He wants to see a lot of you in the captain's cabin in 15 minutes. Obviously, that's not nearly long enough for you to smarten yourselves up, but for pity's sake, do the best you can, and don't keep him waiting.
Allow me, Flag Lieutenant, sir.
Belton!
By George, how terribly clever of you, Chief.
Think nothing of it, sir. It's a gift.
It most certainly is. Try as I might, they just wouldn't take the slightest bit of notice of me, you know. The stag is, once the Admiral decides he wants to chat, he gets in a shocking panic if nobody listens.
Flag Lieutenant?
Yes, Admiral?
Shut your cake hole.
I'd completely forgotten it was open, sir.
I can't imagine why. It always flaming well is. Now, I'm sorry about your leave being postponed like this. I was supposed to be using my flagship, but unfortunately, she's in dry dock.
What's wrong with her, sir?
Well, you ought to know. You're the fools who clouted her a fourpenny one.
Oh, simple mistake, sir. Could have happened to anyone.
Ah, but it didn't just happen to anyone, did it, Sub-Lieutenant? It happened to me. So that's your naval career gone for a chop. Any questions so far?
None at all, sir. Do go on.
I intend to.
Oh, he will, for hours and hours and hours and
Flag!
Sir?
Cake hole.
Batten down and shut, sir. Probably forever, sir.
Oh, if only I could rely on that. Povey?
Sir?
Nothing, just checking up that you hadn't nodded off, that's all.
Oh, really, sir, as if I would, sir. After all, you're our Admiral, sir. We hang on your every word,
sir. Suffering. God, wallop another of them. Cake hole, Povey, cake hole.
Batten down and shut.
At last. Well, now, here's the situation. There's a Russian fishing fleet mucking about off the Channel Islands. They're probably only fishing, but a lot of the top brass are getting in a tiz about them. As far as I can see, the only secret the Russians are likely to learn is how to make a stick of rock with St. Helier lettered all through. There it is. I'm supposed to rendezvous with the other ships off Guernsey, and so with no other transport available, you're it. We sail for the Channel Islands at 10:00 tomorrow morning. And bearing in mind your past reputation, that gives you about 18 hours to find out where the blazes the Channel Islands are.
Well, it's not long, sir. I'll do my best. And if everything else fails, I'll ring the AA and the RAC.
Oh. Well, rare. This trip had it before we even start. I've never known such inefficiency. What is that noise?
Oh, good gracious, it's the captain. Commander Belzer, wake up!
What? What? Sir, two lumps, please.
What?
Two? Oh, there you all are. Good morning. No, very well put. I couldn't have said it better myself. Of course, it's not something that bad-tempered old crow, the Admiral, would agree to when he gets here. Naturally, you are already here, aren't you? Yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, Commander, I am, and my temper is extremely bad.
Yes. Well, there it is, then. Just a slip of the tongue, of course, sir. Chap I really met was Captain Povey, you know. My word, he can turn nasty on you. I think it's his liver, as a matter of Captain Povey. How nice to have you aboard. We sail tomorrow morning, then.
Yes, sir, 10:00.
My word, that's going to annoy the chief, isn't it, eh? I don't know if you've heard, but I gather he was hoping to spend his leave with some girl called Heather in Croydon or Purley, or you had heard, hadn't you? Yes. It's funny this bird of his being called Heather, though, isn't it, eh? If I remember correctly, Philip, you were once engaged to a girl with that name, weren't you, eh? Wouldn't it be an extraordinary coincidence if she turned out to be... She is the same girl. Yeah. Oh, well. There it goes again, then. Good luck to it. On second thought, I think I'll follow it. If anyone wants me, I'll be in the...
Come on, the bell!
Now what have I done?
You can't just walk out like that. The Admiral's still here.
Why, does he want to come as well? Oh, I see. If there's one to drop, I'll drop it, won't I? Sorry about that, Admiral.
On the contrary, Commander, I'd say leaving was about the nicest thing you could have done for me.
Right.
See the rest of you in the morning. Enjoy your evening. We might be at sea for years and years and years. Good day to you all.
Well, that's the last of the letters, Captain Purdy.
Aye, Henry Purdy, Captain R.M. There you are.
Thank you, sir. Would it be all right for me to go now, sir?
Yes, then, Tyson. I gather you postponed your leave as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, I suppose you know what to do. Well, good night, then, Tyson. Good night.
Good night, sir. Who's that?
Me.
Who's me?
I am.
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, what do you want?
I want a word with you, actually, Heather.
Do you? Well, I've nothing to say.
It could be my last. Once we sail tomorrow, who knows whether we'll ever come back.
What?
You know, as well as I do, what those Russians are like, Heather. If we upset them, anything might happen. We should be all alone out there against a whole fleet.
It happens to be a fishing fleet.
Well, they may pelt us with stinking fish.
Well, if they throw anything at you, I hope it's a whale.
You just don't care, do you? Do all those marvelous times we had together when I forgot to turn up mean nothing to you?
Well, not a great deal, no. In fact, my main memory of our engagement is seeing you walk past my office window with various other girls.
They were my sisters. I explained that at the time.
Oh, you did? It was when you got desperate and tried to explain away the 20-year-old redhead with somewhat exceptional shapes as your mother. But I stopped believing her.
Oh, well, if it's any comfort, the 20-year-old redhead didn't believe that you were my mother either.
I know. We exchanged notes later.
Look, Heather, I know I behaved badly, but when we got engaged, you knew I was a prize in it.
Well, I'll grant you that.
Well, why couldn't I have another chance? I mean, going anywhere without you just isn't the same.
No, I don't suppose it is. I usually had to pay.
No, that's not what I meant, actually.
No, I know it wasn't. And I must admit that in a gruesome sort of way, I've missed you. It seems it's awfully sweet, but... Oh, I don't know.
Couldn't we try again?
Well, I'm not sure I like you. I'll have to think about it.
Well, could you think about it whilst I'm out there being pelted with stinking fish?
Well, all right. But I'm not getting engaged to you again. Still, I suppose there's no reason why we shouldn't be friendly.
Well, of course there isn't. Terribly friendly. What are you doing tonight?
Not so fast. I only said I'd think about it.
Mummy, what about the chief?
Well, what about him?
Well, when we get back, he's going on leave with you. To your parents, isn't he?
He's what? He may certainly isn't. Mind you, I did say he could drop in and see me if he happened to be in the district.
Oh, he'll happen to be in the district, all right. He's staying in it. He'll be dropping in every day.
Oh, good heavens, that won't do at all. I only meant once or possibly twice.
Well, you'd better tell him, otherwise we shall be going out for jolly threesomes together.
But I don't recall asking you to visit me at my parents' yet, dear.
But you will, though, won't you? Go on. No, I'm forced yourself.
I'll think about it. Now, off you go and get pelted with stinking fish. And I'll see you when you get back.
Can I walk you back to the Rennery?
No. You've made quite enough progress for one evening. Wait until you get back. Goodbye, Leslie.
Goodbye, Heather. And thanks.
Where's this Russian fishing fleet? Well, I know what it is, sir, Mr. Murray, sir. But the Russians are gone because they've seen the fleet, sir. The fleet has steamed off behind them, sir. And very nice, too. Panic over, let's head back to Pompey and go on leave. Full head boat.
Wait for it.
You're quite sure we are off the Channel Islands, Mr. Phillips?
Positive, sir, and I agree with the chief, sir. I think we should steam back to Pompey now, sir.
Do you? Well, you try going down to the wardroom and convincing the Admiral. I'm not going to. There's supposed to be a pension at the end of this job, and I'm not swinging mine down the scupper so that you two can go on leave. Where are you going that's so important, anyway?
To Croydon, sir.
I mean, Land's End.
Got it, work.
I see. By the sound of it, the longer we're at sea, the longer it'll be before the punch-up. Answer that, Chief.
Oh, I did.
Briggs, see if you have heard me speaking.
Lieutenant Bates here, old man. I'm in the WT room.
Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks for a splash, Flitty. We just had a signal for the fleet.
What was that, Chief?
Well, roughly it reads, where the Napoleon Bonaparte are we? It's 40 below zero out here.
Pardon me, they must be halfway to the North Pole.
Nearer than that, probably. If you'd pass the message on to Mr. Murray, I'd be most grateful to you.
Leave it with me, Mr. Bateship. We're on our tod. Bad navigation, of course. These chaps just aren't with it, are they? Briggs, number one here, and whoever it is, you couldn't have buzzed at a better time.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain. Looked in the mirror lately.
What?
Ah, thought you hadn't. We're being followed.
What? Who by?
Boatloads of fishermen in fur hats.
Tell me he's right. It's the Russian fleet. Long live the Kremlin, comrades! Can't we surrender? Kirby, put your hands down. But they're right behind us, sir. I don't want to be harpooned. It's not Christmas, so I don't want a cartridge in a purse for you. Here, can I run up the white flag, sir? It's all ready, sir.
Steaming dustbins, what is going on up here? Haven't you noticed the Ruskies are a darn of us?
I want to go aboard that big perisher and find out what they're playing at. Time this nonsense will stop.
Now, stop engines. I want to chat them up.
You better go, sir.
Stop engines.
Stop engines, Chief.
Stop engines, Bishop.
Engine stop, sir.
And about time, too. I've never known a ship take...
Everybody down!
I do feel I owe you, Captain, apologies. The big Russian perisher is now ever so slightly wedged in our stern. I forgot to bung my hand out and give the slowing down signal.
Apologize, are you potty? You'll probably cop a medal for this. We've been wanting to get a butcher's at one of these big Russian fishing ships for years.
Nummy.
As soon as I boarded that big perisher, start towing her back to Pompey. We'll take it a bit down to the last nut and bolt. My congratulations, gentlemen. A magnificent piece of navigation.
I say. Leslie is proud. Well, don't chance your luck, Mr. Phillips, sir. Let's get back to Pompey before you get a chance to spoil it.
Well, perhaps you're right. Head for Pompey, Chief. And as soon as the big Russian perisher is in tow, pull ahead both and, left hand down a bit.
Well, number one, I don't suppose I shall ever understand what you did. But that big Russian fishing boat is in the dry dock, and the Admiral has even sent me a memo of congratulations for sending you on this trip.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, Captain Pope,
please, number one, don't say another word. I'd rather not know the details. Just go on leave before the Admiral realizes he's made a terrible mistake. He's even approved a complete refit to your son.
Pardon? Oh, well, of course, sir, we did cop quite a clout when we stopped dead and the Russian ship
fell. Please, no details, number one.
Very good, sir. Goodbye for the present, sir.
Goodbye, number one.
Goodbye, Susan.
What? Oh, hello, Heather. You've got quite a problem on your hands, haven't you?
I'm afraid so.
Well, good luck with it. You might drop me a line to let me know the outcome and give me a chance to know which way to duck when we come back.
Well, I'll let you know, Stephen.
Goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye, Stephen.
Mr. Murray, sir. What is it, Goldstein? I suppose you don't happen to be going anywhere near Flambolgetti in your car, do you, sir?
Never in a million years, Goldstein.
Why? I thought you were only cruel.
Oh, I was, sir. But Aunt Morpeth and I have found the truth. And I'm going home after all.
Oh, good.
Pop in for a cup of tea and a lump of coal anytime, sir. Hello, Heather. If we get a move on, we can just catch the 1:20.
I'll be with you in a minute, Leslie. Wait up the road, will you? I must see the chief first.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, he won't be long. I'll see you in a minute.
Right.
Hello, miss. If you're waiting for the chief, he won't be long.
Thank you, Johnson. And don't go too far away, will you?
Eh? Ooh, like that, is it?
I'm afraid, sir.
Hello. What's the river? Well, here he is, then. I'm Mr. Sailor. I'm from the sea.
Hello, chief.
Chief? What happened to John, then?
Well, nothing. It's just that I've got to speak to you, John.
Well, can't it wait until later? We've got weeks ahead of us now, and we might miss our train. Here, did I tell you whether I'm staying in Croydon? You know, I thought it would come in handy if we...
John?
Yes?
I don't think you should stay in Croydon.
No?
No. Oh, I feel awful about this.
Oh, well, that's something, isn't it?
What is?
Well, I mean, you're feeling awful, I mean. It's all off, isn't it? I mean, you and me, all off.
I'm afraid it is, John. Oh, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry? What should I be sorry about? Well, we've had a lot of giggles while it lasted, haven't we? I mean, you know me, I'm not the sort to get tied down, now, am I?
No, of course not.
I'll play the field. Love them and leave them, I say. Yeah, plenty more pebbles on the beach.
What are you going to do?
Forget it, I've always got me mates. I've got me mates. They'll see John's here, all right.
Thatcher's waiting for you up the road.
See? Yeah, well, the look of it, Mr. Phillips is waiting up the road for somebody as well.
Well, it's just one of those things, John. I can't do it. If I leave him on his own, he'll probably catch the wrong train and end up in Pekin or somewhere.
I know what I'd like him to end up. Oh, well, Heather, I mean, Eric, he's... Of course, I wasn't serious, you know.
I was, at the time.
Oh, well, you ought to know me better than that.
Heather, it's 10:00.
Goodbye, John, dear. Thank you for everything.
So long. Chief? What do you want now, you badly assembled grease ball? It's all off, isn't it? Yes, mate, here. Yeah, I'm afraid it is. I had to let her down as light as I could, of course. Oh, yes, of course. I just had to point out to her that I'm too young to get tied down. That'll do, giggle ghastly. Sorry, pardon. Here, Chief, I just had an idea. Now that you're a free agent again, why don't you come home to my mum Min's with me? And you're smashing up a bird at our local palace. Yeah? Yeah, you'll be just there tight. Yeah? Oh, well, that's understandable, I suppose. Young, are they?
Yeah, and eager.
Yeah, well, if you put it like that, I'd be doing them a favour, wouldn't I?
Yeah. And you'd be showing Heather what she's missing and all.
Yeah, well, fair enough, that's fair enough. I suppose I owe it to the birds in your town to let them see what they've been missing,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, of course you do, yeah. Come on, Chief, if we run, we'll just make the 1:20.
No, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. I'll tell you what. I'd rather not catch the 1:20. Here, I'll tell you. I'll buy you a pint in the Avalon Triple Z first, and we'll catch the next one, eh?
You buy me a pint?
Yeah.
Pint?
Well, half a pint.
Fair enough, Chief.
Yeah, the old 1:20 gets a bit crowded, I hear. Leastways, as far as where you change for Croydon.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Here, if you get over one of them birds from the palace, that'll have Mr. Phillips and Heather laughing on the other side of their faces, won't it, eh?
Not at all. Not at all. Don't be swine.
Come on, Chief. That still leads the way. My mum means baking some toggle cakes in it.
Yes, really?
Here, is the Palais open tonight?
Oh, yes. We got the recipe from Uncle Fred. He thought it was a map of the underground. Yes.
Was Stephen Murray's John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips doing a mischief for the last time in the current series to The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Bates was Michael Bates, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, and Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker. Incidental music for the series was by Tommy Riley and James Moody. The announcer was Robin Boyle, and the show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.